www.ChristianHope.org today.
Addresses the nation to clear up the mystery surrounding Afghanistan ever since it was leaked about 2 months ago in a Washington paper that General McChrystal was asking for 40 to 45,000 more troops and had outlined some keys to winning a war in Afghanistan. The public interest, and of course the media interest, has been huge on Afghanistan. Needless to say, it happened at West Point in front of many of the cadets there who might be part of that troop buildup. Marines will be headed to Afghanistan and arrive before Christmas because there is an end date to all of this. Starting in 2011, the withdrawal will begin of the troops and full pullout basically by 2012. Ultimately, some will be left behind like we have on other bases in Germany or in Japan, and there are other examples, obviously, of that around the world. However, this is go time. If Afghanistan, if any kind of a success is going to be called here, it has to happen in these 18 months because then the drawdown, of course, would change things. So does the Taliban know too much because of the information that was released, which certainly has reached them the minute it was leaving the lips of the president? Or is it better, from a couple of different point of views, to say to the American people, you've lost your patience, we don't have the money, this is what we're trying to do ultimately here in Afghanistan, we do not tolerate terrorism. The idea was we followed the terrorists into Afghanistan. This is where we were supposed to be in the first place. If you remember, that was one of the things that Obama said while he was running for president. So these are some broad strokes. We have some others to talk about. There are seven other points that were made during it. Some of these things are pretty obvious. One of the things that he said during his speech was the need for unity, unity in this whole thing. And we're going to let you hear a little slice of the president prime time.
Years of debate over Iraq and terrorism have left our unity on national security issues in tatters and created a highly polarized and partisan backdrop for this effort. And having just experienced the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, the American people are understandably focused on rebuilding our economy and putting people to work here at home. This vast and diverse citizenry will not always agree on every issue. Nor should we. But I also know that we as a country cannot sustain our leadership nor navigate the momentous challenges of our time if we allow ourselves to be split asunder by the same rancor and cynicism and partisanship that has in recent times poisoned our national discourse.
All right, so I agree that the frustration level is rather high, obviously, here in the United States, because we talk about it each and every single night on America Tonight. In fact, that's why I often say we're going to lighten the load, and we have Nail the Score on Thursdays heading into yet another weekend of NFL football. In fact, coming up a little bit later on, one of our technical maestros for America Tonight is taking a road trip. He'll be at one of the more exciting, I think, NFL games this week. Maybe that'll be our game of the week. Who knows? I don't pick it. The computer picks it. Back to Obama, however, he picked 30,000 as the number, the extra troops to send, as I mentioned, and to start bringing them home in 2011. So it's sort of a mixed bag when it comes to this announcement with the families of people who are serving, troops and the families feel kind of mixed about this. I read a couple of stories on it, and in fact, I've talked to some people, and we're going to have them on the show, who served in Afghanistan and are now back in the States. So you have many soldiers and Marines being interviewed. And when it comes to families, what is the number one thing? They know that their loved one, whether it's husband, wife, brother, son, you know, daughter, they're doing their duty. but they want them to come home safely. Now, there have been people who have been deployed again and again and again. 2 and 3 times they've been deployed. So by staying, it means probably more people will be deployed for yet another time, depending on their situation and what branch they serve in, et cetera. And most will tell you, as we know from people who have called this show, that they are willing to go because they're worried about others that are there, especially the ones who were injured and came back, want to get back on the front lines again, which I think is incredibly brave and unbelievably just unbelievably gallant for people who come back and see the atrocities of war to just be fixated on, boy, I got to be there for my guys. I got to be there. I got to protect their back and all that other sort of stuff. But it shows you certainly the camaraderie and the mentality of those who serve. You have to feel that way about the people who are serving around you. So this means that you have waves of people that would be fresh troops, and then you have waves of people that would be coming back again, and deployments called off, and now deployments back on again. Now, the surge worked in Iraq. If we have the surge, obviously, in Afghanistan, it seems as though it could work if we're mirroring what happened in Iraq. However, there are some major differences, and we've pointed them out many times on this show. The people are much different. The terrain is obviously very different. The gross domestic product in that country is vastly different, too. They don't have the money that they have in Iraq. So to sustain the troops and the police force is a lot different than it is in Iraq, and trying to train them and get them ready to be able to stand on their own 2 feet, so to speak, with none of the Americans there and some of the other troops obviously gone as well. So the question becomes, is this the right move in this speech that was made at West Point on Tuesday by the president that painted a pretty bleak but maybe a little bit optimistic picture? He laid out the strategy for the surge and then the eventual withdrawal of the troops. 800-259-5791. Not the only thing happening across the country. This is a very sad story, and it comes to the end that, frankly, I didn't want to see. But the manhunt for the man who shot in cold blood 4 officers, and of course, remember we talked about him, Maurice Clemens, who was set free by the then Governor Mike Huckabee. His sentence was commuted. A lone policeman on patrol in the middle of the night spotted a car reported stolen. Its hood was up. The engine was running. He pulled over to check it out. As he sat in his cruiser, a man with a large mole in his cheek came up from behind. The officer turned, stepped outside, recognized the most wanted guy on the streets, certainly in the Pacific Northwest, rather, as the con who gunned down in cold blood 4 cops at a coffee shop, and that was it. Maurice Clemens was hit by the officer and was dead in the streets. Clemens made a move for a gun that he had taken from one of the officers, and luckily this policeman didn't end up like the others did. So his death brings an end to the 2 days of fear across Seattle and Tacoma, and one of the biggest manhunts I think that they've ever seen in that area. Police officers all over the scene and, you know, patting each other on the back and whatnot. But, man, I would have loved to see him captured and fried, frankly. But at least it's over with. Certainly not for the families. And why did this happen and what are the answers remain a mystery. Stay with us.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Salehi must have said to his wife, massive publicity for these people who desperately want to be famous. And now they're getting their wish as they crash the state dinner. We mentioned it a little bit on our previous show, but there's been more fallout on that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on America Tonight. Top story, of course, Afghanistan and reaction to it. We've had a bunch of it already from the listeners. If you have a point of view on the 30,000 troops now being, additional troops being sent to Afghanistan, plus an end date. 2011 is at least the beginning of the end. Officially, it would really be 2012, and it does coincide with an election year. But, you know, hey, you had two presidents that served 8 years. They went their 8 years, too, in this current White House administration. I just wish they'd ditch that idiot Robert Gibbs. For a mouthpiece as a White House spokesperson, I think he does more harm than helping the people that are in the White House. All right, so here's the deal. Who bungled this up? You had this couple that they did. They showed up at the state dinner. They get in. They're shaking hands with the president, getting the official picture, all that sort of stuff. They went without a confirmed invitation just in case they got approved at the last minute. So Tariq Salehi said a dead cell phone battery prevented them from hearing a voicemail. Mm-hmm. earlier that advised them they did not make the guest list. So that still doesn't explain how do they get into this dinner. Well, Tariq and his wife were on the Today Show, and here was the reaction to the bombardment that they're getting, that they're the ultimate crashers.
This has been the most devastating thing that's ever happened to us. We're greatly saddened by all the circumstances that have been involved in portraying my wife and I as party crashers. And I can tell you we did not party crash the White House.
Okay, so what it has to do with is this back and forth between the Salehis and this other person, Michelle Jones, who's an assistant to the Defense Secretary, Robert Gates. In the emails back and forth, Jones is saying she would try to get the Salehis access to part of the state dinner and ask them for the Social Security numbers. So Jones had her deputy email the information to the White House Office of Public Engagement, and an official there said he couldn't get the Salehis into the dinner, but and she left them a message before the dinner. So they still ended up there. And again, here's what's so bizarre. If I'm not on the guest list, isn't it kind of like, in a different way, showing up to Studio 54 in its heyday in New York? You're not on the guest list. But they still managed to make their way in and got their pictures taken and the whole deal. So they're trying to say they're innocent and it's ridiculous. But in the meantime, here's the other part of that story. They want to be on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So this, you would think, would put them over the top. And unless they go to prison, it certainly will. The other oddball thing is, yes, we, the taxpayers, are paying for this. Can you believe it? There's always some twisted way that we end up paying for it. Because on Thursday, they're going to be grilled on the Hill about what happened and how they got into the state dinner. So what a waste of breath. Do we care about these crashing boars? The answer to that is no. We don't care. We don't care why they were there, what happened, just that somebody screwed up, and it shows you that the security must be lax, because how could that happen? So with them saying, with Tariq Salehi saying that this is the worst thing that's ever happened to them, why is it that they're shopping their tail around? TV execs are saying that they're looking for hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they're trying to sell the story. So the Salehis obviously humiliated the Secret Service because they passed through the security screens like they must have been invisible for momentarily, and they posed for the cameras with the president and some of the other guests at the party honoring India's leader. They ended up being able to do that. It's crazy. For that reason, in case they don't get nailed for anything else, I think Tariq and his wife need to do a little dungeon time. So without further ado, let's usher them into the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
So what's going on in D.C. is a little bit of the same. How they managed to do it is still a mystery. Like I said, taking the invisible potion, you know, I'm not sure. I just think it warranted a dungeon moment. And I do know that we will see them on some, and it's not talk shows. We'll see them on the reality shows, whether it's the New Jersey thing or something else, but they're certain to pop up somewhere, guarantee it. And, you know, I would think heads would roll as a result of this. It had to be more than humiliating for the Secret Service, because who else is able to get that close to the president? Who else could slip through if the Salehis were able to do it the way they did it? You've got to think there are other clever people that could do the very same thing. Matt, you saw this story. It's just, again, this craziness in this country with being famous, especially the whole reality television star thing.
Yeah, it's everyone looking to get their own 15 minutes of fame, and these people are trying to get on The Real Housewives of D.C. I think it's the new installment.
Oh, not New Jersey, D.C., yeah.
You're right. Real
yeah.
Housewives. Mm-hmm. And so they're probably trying to get their name out there, get even more publicity, and like we were talking off air, maybe get a book deal or something. But I don't know who these people are that are buying these books, because I am not one of them, and I don't think you are either.
Oh, no. I could care less. Are you kidding? Absolutely. And they will. They'll end up somewhere on some show. If it's not that show, it'll be some other show. And I just don't understand. I mean, this is a guy who was an executive for a winery, which is, of course, now bankrupt. His father started in the 70s. Whoops. And what did he do? He squandered it away. He went to chase the hot women and play polo. So, and then eventually the money ran out. And he didn't like probably not being on the social circuit anymore. And that was the idea. So, I don't get it. They get into the East Wing. They're funneled into a portable metal detector, but no X-ray scanner for checking purses and other belongings. And all of a sudden, there they are in this wild adventure at the White House. And they're just honing that whole thing that they're well-connected socialites in Washington.
Yeah, I don't get who cares about this stuff. And it's just, I don't know, I always think about the whole socialite status where these people get famous for being rich, which I don't understand. They're famous and they're rich, and then they put out like an X-rated tape that gets leaked out, like Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton. That's how those two people got ridiculously famous, and they have no talent whatsoever, no benefit to society. They're not entertaining anyone. They're not doing anything for anyone. They're just being rich and naughty.
Rich and naughty. I like the way you say that. Yeah, and most of them can't form sentences, so they're not even that, to me, they're not that interesting. And I think they follow the suit the same way, same deal with them. All right, coming up, we're going to tell you about Mexican remittances tumbling 36%. That's the largest single monthly drop since they started actually forming these records back in the mid-90s. And what does that mean? We're talking about Mexico's central bank. They're saying that the money migrants sent home has fallen that much compared to the same month last year. It is a very, very big drop. And besides tourism, that country thrives on the money that is sent back into the coffers from the people in the United States. Trust me, I know it. I have had many people in line in front of me who are doing just that. That's happened a couple of times to me at the post office and at the bank. People getting money as well, or cashier's checks, etc. 800-259-5791. If you want to chip in with your 2 cents, you can do that. More on the Mexican remittances next on ATN.
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to fluscam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu. Who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL4GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
I started telling you about the money being sent back to Mexico from people working mostly illegally in the United States, and listen to what the amount was. Staggering. The Bank of Mexico is saying Mexicans abroad sent home $1.69 billion in October of 2009, but that's $1 billion less than the previous October. And statistically, the migrants sent, that's such a weird word, sent $18.1 billion in the first 10 months of 2009. Wow! $18.1 billion. Still, it is a 16% drop from the same time period from last year. And besides, as I mentioned, tourism, etc., and oil experts, the foreign income is huge for Mexico. And remittances declining because of the U.S. economic downturn, particularly in construction, because so many people who are in the country illegally, so many men, would be working on construction sites. I see it in Dallas all the time. You can see people at certain places hanging around the 7-Eleven looking for work, for pickup work. And somebody will stop with a truck and people will jump in and they'll get work maybe for the day or for a project. And that's where some of that money is coming from. And we've dried up, frankly, because of the economy and what's happening with people trying to get back to work. and the unemployment figures, which are just off the charts. I mean, almost anywhere there's severe unemployment, but you take it to another level, specifically in Michigan, where the auto industry just slammed so many workers who took buyouts and others who, sadly, their entire lives centered around the autos that they were making on the line, and they had to go out and find other work, or many people went back to school to find another trade. So, speaking of the auto industry, the leader of the new GM was done in, got the axe, got the old pink slip. Don't cry any crocodile tears for Fritz Henderson. I'm sure he parted with some chunky cash as he was walking out the door, but it was a strange announcement. The CEO, Fritz Henderson, I mentioned, is gone. The board was upset that the turnaround wasn't moving more swiftly, and Henderson was frustrated with, I guess, second-guessing a couple of people in the hierarchy. So the board chairman, Ed Whitaker, tried to smooth over the announcement. Nobody wants to ruffle the feathers of the shareholders. And here's what Whitaker had to say.
At the monthly meeting today, the General Motors Board of Directors accepted the resignation of Fritz Henderson as director, president, and CEO of the company. Fritz has done a remarkable job leading the company through an unprecedented period of challenge and change, and momentum has been building in our company over the past several months. But we all agreed that some changes needed to be made going forward. To this end, I have taken over the role of chairman and CEO while a search for a new president and CEO begins immediately. With these new duties, I'm going to be in the Rinsen on a daily basis, and the leadership team, which is many of them, are over here today with me, are all united, and we're committed to the task we have at hand. And we look forward to
it. All right, blah, 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 basically. So I love it. We thank him for his dedication. Henderson, this is the interesting thing and why I even bring it up on America Tonight. This is typical, right? Henderson was a lifelong GM employee who moved up off the line, so to speak. Not that he was online, but he moved up through the ranks. And he thought that the company was on the right path for what they were doing, is what they were offering. You have to remember this, of course. The U.S. government owns 60% of GM. Mm-hmm. They're getting those billions in loans. So Whitaker now takes over this role, too. And he, of course, is not a big-time insider for GM or the auto industry either. It's interesting. GM released their November sales figures. They were 2% below the same month last year when sales hit a 26-year low. And if the sales weren't there, you knew that they were going to have a hard time not having a scapegoat. They'd have to have one. And this is what's interesting. Henderson, I thought, from what I could see and what I heard and what I've read in several business magazines and some conversations with people, has been really credited with scaling down GM to just four brands, the Chevrolet, the Cadillac, the Buick, and the GMC. And he even got a tentative sale of Hummer to a Chinese construction machinery maker. And as far as the other company's brands and trying to sell them, they've had trouble with that. But for the direction it was headed in, it seemed like the right way to me. Just got tangled up with the wrong people, obviously. Henderson's pay even was cut 25% to a mere $950,000, but that was half of what he made in 2008. And here's the thing. Like I said, you don't cry any tears from him because he walks away with shares worth $4.2 million. And when GM becomes a public company again, maybe next year, then that's there for the taking for him as somebody who is jettisoned from the company. All right, we've been talking about Afghanistan and several other things, the cop killer being gunned down and reaction to that, too, as well. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, hon, I've been kind of on and off with the show, so you have to forgive me, but I didn't want to let another day go by without calling you. A couple of points. I'm not going to go and call the president all kinds of names and rant and rave, but just a couple of questions. How are we going to pay for this escalation of the troops?
Taxes.
It's going to, exactly. And it's not just people say, oh, you know, you're big mouth, you haven't served, and you're worried about the money. It's not that. I'm doing this through, I'm not reading anything, I'm not making any notes, I'm just going off the top of my head. Bases in all parts of Africa are being opened up for al-Qaeda operatives. Is the poppy production going to go down? Is the drugs supply to Europe going to be affected? Just a couple of thoughts. I mean, they're random thoughts that you can answer them, you can just let it go. When Bush created the surge, they were all against it. I'm watching these people on CNN, and they're all behind because he finally made a decision. He's going to, you know, we're going to support the troops.
Mm-hmm.
But and they'll be pulled out. But what are we going to gain from this? When the next Fort Hood happens, when the next maniac kills a bunch of police officers, well, when something is, you know, we find out that someone come across the Mexican border, which still isn't closed, MS-13 gang members, I'm bringing all this up, and you're saying, well, where are you going? What's your point? The point is, what is the end game? He took long enough to make a decision, and I'm not in a position to go against him or General Gates or anybody else or McChrystal mm-hmm. or Patriots, but I don't see it. I mean, guys going to come back with their arms and legs blown off. Yes, we want to support the guys that are there now, but, I mean, and you think that I just call myself one of these right-wing gun-owning nut jobs. I'm not for – I know what they're – why these guys were brought in. You know, I'm going to mention something, a global world government with this climate change, this is what they want. They're telling the puppet what to do, and things aren't going to change. They're going to make it safe for the pipelines and for the drugs, and they'll just move their terrorism havens across into Africa. They're, for God's sakes, they're in mosques and here already.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely. I agree with that. It'll just mean a movement of the mosques, a movement of even further back into Pakistan. That's what's going to happen.
That was my next point. I mean, the ISI has a philosophical agreement with the mullahs who are funded by Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
And it's the Wahhabist sect of Islam. I mean, if anything, we ought to move 100,000 troops into Saudi Arabia and just take the freaking oil. Because these are the people that have been, we're paying for our own demise with not facing the dangers that are in the country already. I mean, there's nothing that can be said. I mean, he's going to do it, where is going to be the massive protest on Washington like we had when Bush was in? I mean, we can all get together and we can end this. I'm not a peacenik. I'm not a warmongering tough guy. But I don't want to see guys getting their heads blown off, and I don't want to see Navy SEALs court-martialed for busting up a guy's lip after they arrested one of the biggest terrorists that supposedly they went out to get. I don't want to see snipers and the Marines court-martialed for shooting a guy when they put with the guns out. You know where I'm going with all this.
Yeah, that's the sad part. Yeah.
Are the rules of engagement going to be changed so that guys can allow to be fight, kill terrorists? It's like, well. And kill the ones that are here too, because that's I don't know, I'm just so frustrated with it.
You make a good point, and the point is it's just going to be we're scrambling now. We're scrambling with Afghanistan. There's an end date, but so you have this surge, but what are you accomplishing? And you mentioned it. Too many people will come back with their legs blown off, their hands blown off, and for what? I mean, for what? What is the game? There's no victory. It's not like in previous situations where there has been a victory, and that's the problem, Mark, and you and I know that. And you're right about the poppy fields, absolutely. What happens there? What happens with the drug pipeline? What, you know, the money is going to be protected, certainly. 800-259-5791. You can throw in your two in three here on ATN.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Talking. There's a lot of jive talking going on around D.C., but those in Congress will probably pay since the House seats are up. I say it at least once or twice a week. Remember this, my friends. Never think that your vote doesn't count, because it does. If more people voted, it would be a lot different in this country. If more people go to the polls, you'd be surprised at some of the results you would see. Just look at the reaction. We can give you a couple of great examples. Like healthcare reform. Healthcare reform could have just flown through with not too many problems, maybe from some of the politicians. However, the reaction, whether it was pro, con, undecided, give me more information, whatever, whether it was a march, a meeting, a conversation, this shows that the people were alive and kicking and cared what was going to happen to healthcare and still do. Then there was the port situation where you had a company in Dubai that was going to buy up the rights, basically, in a nutshell, to some of the ports in the United States, key ports, where they would be in charge of the freight. That got under the skin of a lot of people. So the complaints were levied, and this happened about 2 years ago. And guess what? No longer. It didn't happen. They stepped out of the picture. So there is action in enough reaction for the people in Washington if you push hard enough, and we certainly have seen it here on this show. Afghanistan's another great example. Afghanistan is more than sticky for this president. He wants to be reelected, but a lot of the people that elected Obama were hoping that he would get in and put an end to any kind of war as soon as possible. And instead, it was Afghanistan is where the battle is, but Iraq, you know, was wrapping up really at the tail end of Bush because the Iraqi Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, wanted the troops out, had said, listen, we'll get the troops out by the end of June, and of course, of this year, and that has happened, that's starting to happen, and it continues to happen. But I guess the point I'm making is, in looking at what's happened with Afghanistan, it's part of it is definitely politics. Politics, PR, image, the machine, the whole thing that we've seen certainly from other administrations, but we're seeing it here on display. But Afghanistan has gotten under the American people's collar, gotten everybody hot under the collar. So the Gallup poll that came out right before the president spoke at West Point showed that his approval ratings on the handling of Afghanistan was at a very low 35%. It'll be very telling to see what happens when that poll is taken in the next day or two, if the numbers massively jump up or if they don't jump up. An interesting thing that I came across with H1N1 or swine flu. Sorry, I still like to call it swine flu. I don't care about political correctness, but okay. So the U.S. is going to review the disaster plan because of what's happened with swine flu. Now we have the delays in the shots. So what you have had happen is the Health and Human Services Secretary is saying that her department is going to review any of their approaches to disaster preparedness, because there has to be a way to streamline regulations that would speed up the approval of new technologies. Ooh, that's dangerous. That are promoted through government contracts with private companies. Ooh. So what does that mean? Quicker testing of vaccines? The administration of Barack Obama has been worried that the swine flu would be the equivalent of Hurricane Katrina, but it so far it hasn't been that. In fact, there have been very sad cases. There have been, 70 million swine flu doses that are now available, and you're talking about 160 million people that could get them. However, the big flu activity that we thought we were going to see hasn't really happened with the swine flu. Like I said, there have been some very sad tales that you've probably seen across the tube, whether it was 60 Minutes or wherever, where a football player came down with swine flu. They went to a couple doctors and they diagnosed it as something else, and he didn't get in time, and the parents were sweating it out as to whether he would even survive. And those are awful, certainly. But the amount of people and the devastation that it sounded like was going to happen in the U.S. certainly has not happened. And I would worry, when we talk about ways to move new technologies that would let you produce stuff quickly, I get the countermeasures, I get trying to rescue people and help them and all of that, but if you're talking about somehow creating a vaccine or a vaccine that's delayed on the production line, okay, and I understand how people get upset there, I would rather see better ways to produce things that are safer for the American people or whoever else is taking it. Then the FDA, truly, I believe, rubber stamped the H1N1 virus. What's the reaction going to be? We don't really know. It's been okay, obviously, in some people, but there are other people that might not be quite as lucky. Now, am I suggesting that we would have happened in the 70s? I don't think so, but I wouldn't feel comfortable myself, especially as somebody who's never even had a really, really strong case of the flu. I wouldn't feel safe taking a dose of this stuff when there are too many unanswered questions, and you have to examine the profitability of who is making the drugs. See, what Kathleen Sebelius is saying is that companies need bigger, badder incentives to make drugs or vaccines on a large scale. So this is what we need to happen, something that's more dependable. So when you're talking about profitability, which we've already traced that to, for example, the Rockefellers in one case, if we're talking, and I say that because there's a senator, obviously Rockefeller, who benefits. If we're talking about the situation of doing whatever you can to amp up the competition between the drug companies for the vaccines, I'm going to call foul on that. I don't see how that would be faster and more dependable. If anything, I would be concerned about the safety issue. Because ultimately, sure, I mean, it's like polio. It's like some of the other things that have come about that have been incredible life-saving vaccinations for so many people. But the idea is the better testing, going through the hoops that's necessary to go through in a testing period instead of the rush to at least appear as though something is happening to ward off whatever the crisis is. So I'm going to call foul on that. I don't think that's necessarily good. In the sense of a disaster plan to respond, yes. To respond in kind with faster vaccinations, I don't think so. And part of the problem was getting the live H1N1 swine flu. So this would be similar to anything else that could crop up out there. You would have the same problem in trying to recreate what you need for a vaccine in the first place. All right, here's an interesting side note. We have had a few people connected loosely through the mafia on this show. I happen to read this, that the judge declared a mistrial in Junior Gotti's case. The four-time reputed mob boss accused of murder gets a hung jury. How is that? So he walked out free on $2 million bond, and prosecutors have to decide whether to go for a fifth trial. Who's paying for this fifth trial of Gotti Jr.? Yeah, where does all the money come from, whether it's from New York or from the United States as a whole? For example, to pay for the continuation in Afghanistan, $30 billion. Ooh, what could we do with all the money that we're blowing on things right and left? Shoot me an email, americatonight.net.